Everybody has a plan until he gets punched in the mouth. And that is business. That is life. That is every aspect, right? We all have plans until we get punched in the mouth. And then we get punched in the mouth and we got to decide, what are we going to do? Hello and welcome to Pillars of Wealth Creation, where we talk about creating financial success with a special focus on business and real estate. I'm your host, Todd Dexheimer. Now, let's get to it. Hello, welcome back to Pillars of Wealth Creation. I am your host, Todd Dexheimer, and I want to talk about the pillars of wealth creation. You know, every week I have an episode and I'm asking the guest, what are their three pillars of wealth creation? And I love that question because it really, wealth means something different for everybody. And I get all kinds of different answers, right? I'm going to get the answers that are tangible. Real estate, you got to own a business. You have to have, diversified assets, all kinds of things like that. And then I get the mindset stuff, right? I get, what's a pillar of wealth? Well, it's your mindset. I get, it's your focus. It's your attitude. It's your relationships. So many different answers that I get that really, it's just fun to hear what other people say, what their pillars of wealth creation are. And I really love the question. I love the answers. And so I think about that quite a bit when I think about, well, what are the pillars of wealth creation? And I bucketed them into, several different, categories, right? So I come up with about, seven, I guess you could even bucket them further down. And if I really boil it down, there's really three that are the big ones that really stick out to me that are the pillars of wealth creation. And they all are about, financial freedom, location freedom, time freedom, relationship freedom. They're all about freedom. Most of them, if we think about wealth, when I think about wealth, I don't think of wealth as just a financial goal. Now, certainly financial, it's a big part of it, right? But wealth can also be your attitude of gratitude, with it, that we remind ourselves to count like our blessings, to be saying, hey, I have been given so much. And that to me is wealth. If you are grateful for what you've been given and have, you're wealthy. And to me, when I look, I tell my wife all the time, I say, you're beautiful. And when I tell her she's beautiful, I don't mean she's beautiful on the outside. She's pretty. She is, right? I think she's gorgeous. But I also think she's got a beautiful spirit. She's got a beautiful personality. She's got a beautiful smile, right? All those things. It's the whole package. And that's what I think about wealth. I think about wealth as being, look, I'm financially wealthy, but I also want to be spiritually wealthy, right? My faith. I also want to be relationship wealthy. I want to have good, strong bonds and relationships. I want to be health wealthy. Look, I want to feed myself good food and I want to exercise and be fit, right? So I think of wealth as kind of the whole combination, the whole package of everything put together. So I'm going to run through my pillars of wealth. I'm going to first bucket them into the three, and then I'll break those out. And again, I really have what I would say is more like seven. And you could probably say, well, look, man, you've got like 15 of them in there. But first thing is education. Second thing is your action, taking action. So with education, that's great. But you have to then take action to get results. And then the third thing is the relationships. We have to have good, strong relationships. So let's break it down. So first of all, education. Look, you have to have education in the, in the craft you're trying to learn, that's really important. So I'm a real estate investor, right? I focus on multifamily. So first and foremost, I just want to learn the basics, the 101 of real estate investing. Second thing, I want to learn the basics in the 101 of apartments. And then I really want to dive in deep to understanding all the little nuances that go into it. And then I want to become really, really good at what I'm going to focus on. So I can't focus on everything within that. So I have to figure out where I'm going to be the biggest expert on. Okay. So for me, you know, it's the construction aspect of real estate investing and how do we be efficient and effective in that manner. But I have to be good and knowledgeable about everything. But then beyond just my craft, I need to be very educated in my mindset. I have to make sure I'm always learning about how do I improve my mindset. I've got to learn about business. So reading books like the E-Myth to figure out the Who Not How book, like figure out how to be better in business and how to improve ourselves that way versus just focusing on the tangible, like, nuts and bolts of real estate. And that's a big part of where I try to push the podcast to. And sometimes I think we do a good job and other times we talk to nuts and bolts, but that's okay. It's a healthy mix maybe, but I want to make sure that people understand, like, look, if you're going to be a real estate investor, you're running a business and we have to treat it like a business. And no matter what you do, treat it like a business and figure out how to learn that business to be able to grow and to be able to create something bigger. And look, if we're talking business here, but if we're talking faith, the same thing could be said with our faith. Look, we want to be reading, books about it. We want to be listening to podcasts about it. We want to learn how to learn. I think that's a big part too, is in your education, learn how to learn. And we want to also have discernment. So I don't want you just to take everything for gold, right? I want you to look at the books you're reading and think about the podcasts that you're listening to and the Audible books and the conferences you go to and all that kind of stuff and go, okay, what's truth and what's not? What fits into my philosophies and what doesn't? Look, some people are out there teaching about getting rich quick, not even rich quick, but getting rich and spending your money on Lamborghinis and ocean houses and all that kind of stuff. And if that is your vision, if that fits you and your narrative and it's going to get you excited and that's your vision of wealth and what you're doing this for, that's fine. It's not mine. It doesn't mean it's wrong. It's not mine. That doesn't get me excited. So that to me doesn't speak to me. Somebody who's speaking about impact and difference and that type of stuff is going to speak to me. So figure out stay true to yourself, I guess, in your education, but have discernment. What's right? What's wrong? What feels good? What doesn't feel good? I think that's important as well, to not just be a robot in your education. The next thing we're talking about is taking action. And this is a big one. We can package this into a lot of different things. And here's where I start to break out even more pillars within that. So when I talk about taking action, it's all about fighting off the fears that you have. We all have fears. Every single person has fears, but some people do a much better job taking it, understanding, and this is a fear that I have, and pushing it down and to the side a little bit, or saying, like, look, it's there, but we're going to fight beyond that fear and we're going to still make the impact because we've got such a strong focus and a why, and we know where you're going. Again, that's another pillar, your why. I'm packaging in with taking action because it is a big part of taking action, but we have to fight off those fears to be able to get to the next level. And again, we're all going to have the fears, but a big difference, the biggest difference in my opinion, or there's a lot, right? But one of the bigger differences in the people that succeed and those who don't are the ones who actually take action and move forward, fight those fears off, move forward. A big way to be able to take action is, one, get educated. If you're educated, it's easier to take action because you're confident. Okay. Number two is having strong goals, that having that big why. So not only do we have goals, right, but we have a reason for those goals. If we just have goals, like I want to get the Lamborghini, well, what's going to push you to continue when, you know, things get tough? So look, you have to have strong goals, but you have to have a big, important why. And your why can change as you grow and evolve. And certainly as I get older, my why evolves a little bit, but your why needs to be something that's going to get you to go to the next level. And it has to be something that's just non-negotiable, right? This is where we're going. It's non-negotiable. If we're talking business, it's going to push us to the next level. If we're talking our health, like, what's the reason why you want to stay healthy? Is that a non-negotiable? Or are you just like, yeah, that would be nice. I want the six-pack abs. That would look awesome with those. Well, that's not going to get you there when all your buddies are going out and you want to go get drinks and you're like, well, but I want the six-pack. Whatever. We'll wait. Right? I'm going to push it off. Tomorrow I'll get the six-pack abs. I don't need them today, right? If you have a strong enough why, it's going to allow you to take action and to continue to push on. And then within the taking action, I think about how we are taking action. We're thinking big. We've got these big goals. We've got this big why. We always want to be thinking big, but we always want to be taking the small, consistent steps. This process is about consistency and persistence. You're going to get knocked down. You've got to figure out how to get back up. My favorite quote is by the great philosopher Mike Tyson. Everybody has a plan until he gets punched in the mouth. And that is business. That is life. That is every aspect, right? We all have plans until we get punched in the mouth. And then we get punched in the mouth and we got to decide, what are we going to do? Right? Are we just going to grab a towel, hold our mouth, stop the bleeding, and go sit on the couch? Or are we going to get back up, wipe the blood off, and we're going to continue to fight? And that's what you have to determine what you're going to do. How are you going to move forward? Everybody is going to go through failures in life. Everybody's going to go through bad experiences in life. And it's how you react to those that are just going to determine your future and your happiness and your level of wealth and where you move forward and grow. So do I want to get kicked in the mouth? Do I want to get punched in the mouth? No. Is it going to happen? Yes. And it's how I react that's going to determine my future results and outcomes. And so again, it goes back to that why, though, is if you have a strong enough why, you're going to want to push on. You're going to have times where you're like, man, is this really worth it? Is this what I signed up for? I could just take it easy. Look, is that going to get you where you want to go? Are you going to be fulfilled doing that? I think no. Okay. Let's talk relationships. Okay. So relationships are one of the biggest. Taking action is huge. Education is huge. Those two are huge. And relationships, I think, is one of the most difficult ones. And it can be maybe the easiest for certain people, but I think a lot of people, relationships are really difficult. It's, you know, if you're like me, you grew up middle class, and you just, that's who you're around. You know, bless my parents. They're amazing people. I love them dearly, but they don't have the mindset of, a multimillionaire or billionaire and going out and taking risks and building businesses and things like that. They don't. And so not they're not bad people. And I want a relationship, of course, with my parents, with my brothers and sisters, and with a lot of people that I grew up with. I'm still good with those relationships. I'm not of the mindset that we need to ditch our old relationships and just have new relationships that are, you know, surrounding ourselves with these, you know, five people that are super successful. I think that's amazing. I think you should, but I don't think you need to abandon your old relationships for that. So I'm not of that mindset. It's up to you how you want to move forward, but relationships are key. And when I first started in this business, I knew nobody that was successful. Okay. And successful in the terms of where I wanted to go. Okay. Difference in success, right? Difference in, again, in wealth. I knew people that were successful in their own ways, but not where I wanted to take myself, right? I didn't know people that owned their own business, that were doing big things. I just didn't know those types of people. I knew nobody in real estate. And so I had to figure out who my mentors were. And my mentors in the first phase of my life all came from books. They just did. They all came from books. I'm reading books by Robert Kiyosaki, by David Lindell, by, you know, you name it, Napoleon Hill. I'm reading all these real estate books, Ken McElroy and all these mindset books, you know, Dale Carnegie, Napoleon Hill. And then I'm reading these business books, and these are my mentors. These are the people that I'm like, these guys know what they're talking about, guys and gals. They got it going on and they got it figured out. And they were my mentors. And then as time went on, I started meeting people. I started going to some events and meeting people, and those people, you know, were great people. And still to this day, look, a lot of the people that I try to surround myself with are successful. And I do it going to conferences. I do it reading books still and listening to podcasts. And then I do it through my own podcast. I am interviewing amazing people all the time, every single week, and I'm surrounding myself with them. I've got two awesome business partners that got great mindsets. I coach people that have great mindsets. So I'm always surrounding myself with people that have the mindset of moving forward, taking risks, being successful, continuing to push themselves to a better and better place. And if that's what you're surrounding yourself, that's what you're going to be. The other thing too on relationships, look, your relationships, again, I've already talked about the books and the podcasts. And so sometimes it's not people that you can actually physically see. A big relationship, and I think a lot of people mess this kind of, they don't think of it this way, but I do. Look, what you watch, what you consume is a relationship. And so if you are sitting there on social media scrolling and watching cat videos and, you know, just videos of what other people are doing, smut that's out there, that's a relationship. And that's what you're getting out of life. If you're sitting there watching the news, you're like, oh, I got to relax at the end of the day. And so you turn the tube on and you listen to CNN or Fox News or either your local news or some reality TV show or sitcom, whatever. That's your relationships. That's who you're surrounding yourself with. So don't be surprised when you're watching, you know, CNN and Fox that you've got this negative attitude and outlook about the world. Like, don't be surprised. Of course that's going to happen. Instead of doing that, take a little bit of time, either surround yourself with other people or on your downtime, be reading books, listening to podcasts, you know, thinking about how am I motivating myself to stay positive, to stay true to where I want to go, the direction I want to be, sit in silence, whatever it might be. But look, the relationships aren't necessarily the people that you're meeting face to face. They're everything, the influences that are around you. And so it's who you spend your time with. And if you're spending your time with a bunch of negative people that are on TV or on social media or all that, that's who you become. You become very negative. I have a friend who's a super awesome dude, super positive dude. And he was watching all kinds of crap. And I noticed the attitude. I noticed the negativity. And it was just like, man, I can't be around this negativity and this attitude. You can't continue to feed yourself this kind of crap. You're always negative about politics. You're always negative about what's going on in the world. And you can't keep doing this to yourself, because what you're doing is you're just creating this anger inside of you. And a person nobody wants to be around, and it doesn't work, right? Surround yourself with the positivity. And that's going to be huge. Look, a big thing about relationships too, don't be afraid to hire mentors. One of my best decisions ever was to hire a mentor. And that really got me to the next level. And it was just a simple conversation of where I was today and where I want to go, and just basically knocking me upside the head and saying, look, you're already where you want to go. Get there. Go there right now. And you can be there. There's no reason to. So education, taking action, relationships, and all within this, this all fits together, is your focus. Okay. Your focus determines the results. And so if you are having a tough time focusing on that, step back and say, what do I need to do? How can I get to focusing? I think a big part of that is your why. But again, it's really easy to be distracted in this world. We got these phones. We've got so much out there that can take our control and focus. I already talked about the TV. I already talked about the social media. You have to make a determination. Are you going to let that steal your time and focus, be a thief to you? Or are you going to say, screw that, I'm better than that, I can do better than this, this is why I want to do better than this, and I'm going to, and I'm going to focus, and I'm going to be determined. And it takes discipline to have focus. It takes dedication to have focus. But again, if you have a strong enough reason for that focus, I think it becomes a lot easier. And it's all about habit, right? If I'm going to be determined to be focused, and if I'm going to take the steps it takes to be focused, it's going to be really tough maybe in the beginning. But as I continue to do it and I start to feel the results, see the results, then the focus becomes just a part of what you're doing. So it's a part of what you're doing. Somebody was at the gym the other day, and I overheard them talking to somebody else. And they said, man, how do you get to the gym all the time? How many days do you get here? And the guy's like, well, I'm usually at the gym like 5 to 6 days a week. And he's like, oh man, I literally live just a few blocks away from this gym, and I can't get here more than like once. How do you do it? And he just, the guy that he was asking wasn't really answering the question. I don't think he really understood it. And I said, look, man, it's all about a habit. And right now your habit says not to go to the gym. You need a habit that says, I'm going to go to the gym. And you just need to start doing it. And you need to start focusing on it. And you need to get to the gym no matter what. When you get home, you're tired, right? Yeah. You know, I just kind of want to take and relax a little bit. I said, okay, then don't go home, right? From work, have your gym bag packed already and then go right to the gym. Don't go home. Don't even give yourself that opportunity. Don't stop on the way home. Go right to the gym and create that as your new habit and get to the gym every single day. And once you do that for a long enough period of time, 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks, you're going to start to go, this is what I do. I go to the gym every single day. That's part of my routine. That's part of my focus. Okay. All right. So pillars of wealth. Look, we all want to create freedom. Well, at least I'm assuming we do. I know I do. I want to create freedom and I want to create impact. Those are my two big driving forces to my wealth. And you could just say, well, maybe those are your pillars of wealth. Maybe they are. But for me, it's about driving that time freedom, financial freedom, location freedom, you know, just the freedom and the focus and then the impact. And I do that through my education, through taking action, and through the relationships that I have. And then, of course, much, much more. But we boil it down to those three. Hope this was good for you. Think about where you want to go, your journey, what's important to you. If you haven't already, I'm sure you have because you're listening to this, and so you are an achiever. I will see you on the next episode. Make every day a Saturday.
Hey, thanks so much for listening. I appreciate you being a loyal listener. Say, I would love to have you go on to our Facebook page and subscribe. Give us a thumbs up. Go on to iTunes or wherever you listen and give us a rating and review. Don't forget to subscribe. Your rating and review just helps us push this out to more and more people and continue to grow our audience and hopefully positively affect a ton of people out there that really need this and want this. So the other thing I've got for you is a free ebook on my website. So go on to venturedproperties.com, venturedproperties.com, and download our free ebook on real estate and on syndication. And I've got some data points in there, some really good stuff for you. So I'd love to have you take a look at that. It's free. I'm not expecting anything from it. And also, look, if you want some help in multifamily, want some help learning, growing, getting your business off the ground, I would love to talk to you about what it would look like to work with me potentially and see if that's a good fit. So you can go to coachwithdex.com and check that out, and we can definitely have a call. Thanks a lot for listening. You make it a fantastic rest of the day. I'll catch you on the next episode.